Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. Why are we always so blissful when we are in Vrindavan? And the answer is given in the Vraj Vilasstava. There in text 8 it says that the goddess of fortune is actually roaming around in Nandishvara, the place where Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the parents of Krishna, live. To serve the devotees. But the Bhagavatam echoes this. It says, right from the day where Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Rama, the goddess of fortune, walks there. She thinks, those who are companions of Krishna should be served by me. Those who are pilgrims and visitors in Vrindavan should be served by me, because if I serve them, then Krishna will be very satisfied with me. This idea is also there in Srimati Radharani. She has ordered her servant Lalita to move around in Vrindavan and look for anyone who sincerely calls out for Radha and Krishna, and then take that person and bring it to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. How can we translate these super high subjects into our lives? This is how. When you feel morose, bitter, disappointed on your spiritual path, you are not touched by good fortune. Your devotional service is most probably not fully manifest, but your material tendencies find faults and are therefore reacting like this. The proof that Krishna consciousness works is really when you feel the transcendental ecstasy in your heart. Once Srila Prabhupada asked us, what is the proof that Krishna is God? So one devotee answered, well, he says so in the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, Krishna may say so many things. What is the proof? Another devotee said, well, Prabhupada, you said it. Prabhupada was not satisfied. He said, someone will say, I'm just an old man. I also talk so many things. And then he softened his voice and said with confidence, you know Krishna is God because you feel his presence when you chant, as well as when you serve. You feel the ecstasy. This is the proof. The spiritual world may be far away for many of us. The direct vision of Radha and Krishna may be a very distant hope. However, when we contact them through the processes of chanting or serving, we feel the touch. It's almost like the invisible electricity. You can't see it, although you hear about it. But if you touch it, as we did as children, and the cow wires which protected the cow fields, then you feel something touching you, an energy moving through you. In the same way, by these simple processes which we do in the month of Kartik, offering a lamp while singing or chanting mindful hour rounds free from all stress in the mind, that we need to fulfill a quota but lovingly chanted, then we are touched by the fine, subtle, spiritual electricity which comes from the huge powerhouse of Radha and Krishna's mercy. Let's keep on trying. See you for the next Kartik Inspirations.